back and four receivers.
And we have whistles on the snap. And this is another false start against Deckerville. So instead of a third and goal from the 15, it's going to be third and goal from the 20.
This is like deja vu, just different jerseys from the first half.
I didn't see that one, Dave.
I tell you what, I didn't see the last two, Clark. I'm not seeing these offensive linemen flinch, so it tells me it has to be an end or a running back or somebody flinching just a little bit.
Regardless.
Did the head official call that one?
Yes, he did.
He did. So it could have been a running back in the backfield getting a little bit of a leaning start of some kind as well. But now it's third and 21. Third and goal from the 21-yard line. Same formation, four wide receivers for Deckerville.
Kind of in the shotgun. Throws down to the corner of the end zone. Has a receiver. And it is batted down. Nearly brought in by Ostrowski. Incomplete. And now fourth and goal from the 20-yard line for the Deckerville Eagles. Central Lake on their feet.
Great throw from Kynes. Great job by Ostrowski to go up at his highest point and get the football in your two hands and start to come down. But the last credit goes to Skyler Spangler. And as he pulls that ball down, coming down from his jump, he gets his hands right on the ball and punches it up in the air and out. And a great stop there by Spangler because he was beat on the play. And Kynes makes a great throw. And Ostrowski gets his hands on it, unable to finish the catch though and bring it down. I tell you what, Clark, I would be shocked if they don't run the exact same play, maybe this time to Wyatt Janowak.
Throwing downfield, has to hurry. Janowak brings it in. It's just out of his reach. Incomplete pass. And Kynes' pass incomplete, and it's a turnover down to the 20-yard line. A touchdown from Cole Rumsick negated by a block in the back, and Deckerville cannot convert afterward. And with 5:50 left in the fourth quarter, it's a four-point ball game. Central Lake back on the field, 30-26, and we have a media timeout. We'll return in 90 seconds right here on the WLW Sports Network's presentation of the Division I 8-player state championship from the Superior Dome on the campus of Northern Michigan University. 30-26, Deckerville leading on defense.
Attention farmers and other business owners. Moore Motor Sales in Caro has the best selection of Ford Super Duty and Ford F-150s in stock in its 52-year history. What does that mean to you? Get your best deal on a new Ford truck today while the selection, rebates, and dealer discounts are at their highest level. So hurry in, give us a call, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com. That's Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81. See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.
Be on the lookout for Kohler Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane truck traveling throughout the Thumb area. That's right, Kohler Propane now has two pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks transporting propane to homes throughout the Thumb area. B-Cup stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of their propane sales to the hospital's Be a Star Fund. It's Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups program, call Marlette Regional Hospital. And to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
Hey, Jim, can we stop into Thumb Cell real quick? We're right here.
Yeah, man, but hurry up. Come on, we got a lot of places to go before our Christmas shopping's done.
Don't worry. It'll only take a second. I just want to pre-order my iPhone 10 and sign up to win the free iPad again.
Hold on. Win an iPad? How do I get in on that?
Just come in with me and sign up. They're going to give one away at each office of Thumb Cell in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
But I'm not a Thumb Cell subscriber. Can I still sign up?
Yeah, of course. And if you want to switch your cell service, now's the time to do it. With Thumb Cell's Christmas deal, you get 50 gigs of bonus data, awesome discounts on any smartphone, and a chance to save even more money with their scratch-in save cards.
Oh, my contract is up at the end of the month, and my wife would love a new Thumb Cell phone for Christmas.
Yeah, and also if you...
All right, I get it. I'm signing up today. Now hurry up. Let's get in there before everyone else takes the best phones.
Let's do this. I got an iPad to win.
No purchase necessary to win. Terms of service apply.
Case Grant Papineau, he leaks out of the sideline and only goes about 5 or 6 yards down the field to the sideline in an easy throw, and Papineau turns it upfield with nobody guarding him.
And Papineau gets the handoff, and he has the first down across the 15, finally brought down at the 14-yard line. From the 28 to the 14, a 14-yard gain brought down by Curtis Vogel. Central Lake marching down the field, 4:12 left. In the fourth quarter, four-point ball game. Deckerville leading at the moment.
Yeah, he made Zach Ostrowski miss badly there, and Curtis Vogel tackles him from behind. And if he doesn't, Papineau probably rolls into the end zone. But now it's inside the 15, down to the 14-yard line, and Central Lake rolling here.
And it's a handoff to Spangler coming through the right gap. Has a little bit of breathing room across the 10. And Kenton Bauerman brings him down at the 7-yard line. After a 7-yard gain, Central Lake starting to gain in chunks. Second down, 3 yards to go, maybe four according to the spot. They're at the 13-yard line.
And now's the time you got to keep an eye on the clock. 3 minutes, 35 seconds to go in this game. Central Lake has no intentions of slowing down and milking more clock. All they want to do is score.
And it's a handoff to Papineau. And there is Curtis Vogel to bring him down as he got out of his first tackle. But there he was for no gain. Third down, 3 yards to go from the 7-yard line. They need to convert to the 4.5-yard line.
As good of a game as Grant Papineau's had, he might see nightmares of Curtis Vogel tonight, win or lose. Curtis Vogel, his responsibility solely has been stopping Grant Papineau. And even though the match is 50-50, Curtis Vogel gets a big hit on him right there. Wouldn't be surprised they go to Spangler here just to give him a break.
Two-man backfield. Mortensen keeps it for himself. Has a lead blocker going to that corner of the end zone. He's in. Touchdown, Central Lake. With 2:49 left in regulation, Central Lake takes the lead back from the Deckerville Eagles. They now lead by 2 points with a two-point conversion upcoming. 32-30, Central Lake marches down the field 80 yards for the score. And they're going to be going for two to try and extend this one out even more. 32-30, Central Lake leads by 2 points. Two-point conversion on its way.
Mortensen not had a ton of success on the ground. He had a 22-yard carry, but other than that, he had combined for negative 1 yards on his other 7 carries, including a fumble on the last series. This time, though, he gets free, finds the sideline. Everybody thought Spangler or Papineau was going to get it, and just like that, Mortensen shows off a little speed and gets to the pylon. 3 receivers on this 2-point conversion.
High snap, throws it to his far, and it hits the back of Janowak. 2-point conversion, no good. And so it remains a 2-point ball game, 2:49 left in regulation, 32-30, Central Lake leading the Deckerville Eagles right here on the WLW Sports Network. We'll stick with you from this way point forward as we are in for a treat for the remaining 2 minutes and 49 seconds. Deckerville will have to march down and score before the end of regulation if they want to go home with their second state championship in school history. Central Lake's drive covered 3 minutes and 1 second. 7 plays, 80 yards, 2-point conversion, no good. 32-30, Central Lake leading at the moment. Dave Hansen, what is Bill Brown drawing up for his offensive unit?